PFT Media.
Scarlett, have you done something different with your face?
Shut up. Don't be stupid. Well, actually, I have been working on my skin.
That seems really expensive.
Actually, it's really reasonable considering I get help from my personal beauty consultant.
Wait, you've got it like that? That you have your own personal beauty consultant?
Leanne, you don't get it. It's one of our biggest fans, Melinda.
She's not just our biggest fan, she's my big sister. Although, she does specialize in makeovers, skincare solutions, looks for your lifestyle, facials, image consulting, and the biggest one that'll help you the most, fighting aging skin.
Shut up.
How'd you manage to get Big Sister as your personal beauty consultant anyways?
Actually, it's really easy. I just went to marykay.com/mnovello and clicked on her link, got her phone number, and messaged her. So it was really easy, and Melinda can help anyone out. Just go to marykay.com/mnovello. That's MNOVELLO today.
If I wasn't so beautiful, I would go to marykay.com/mnovello to get my skincare solutions. That's marykay.com/MNOVELLO.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, enjoy the show.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
Oh, I forgot that Scarlett still believes.
Okay.
She's Scarlett's an Erica truther. Scarlett isn't.
You just wait.
I love Erica Jane. She's so innocent. Blah, 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 blah. Listen.
She is not. Come on. Are you crazy? This episode is explosive. You're crazy.
I am crazy because I want a mushroom crepe. They went and got crepes, goddammit, and I want a mushroom crepe.
Whoa. You're changing it.
I'm deflecting.
Let me recall another instance in life where Scarlett was dead wrong about something.
Oh, no. Don't do this.
I'm gonna. So, back in the day.
Oh, my God. I can't. Please don't do this.
I have to. I must.
Okay, go ahead.
So I must.
Lance Bass, I know you listen.
Yes.
Sorry.
This is for Lance Bass. So for years, Scarlett has been an NSYNC fan, which rightfully so. They were amazing. When we were in high schools, when they were super big, it was JT pre-Britney. So I informed Scarlett probably.
It was always Britney, but keep going.
97, 98. I had a conversation with Scarlett. I said, you know that Lance Bass is gay, right? You can see that, right? She goes, no, he's not. He is so fine.
No,
he is the best looking one.
That is an exaggeration. That is a lie.
You were in love with Lance Bass.
No, I was not.
Yes, she was. She can deny it all she wants. But
he was one of the most, he was the most handsome one.
He was.
He was
him
so,
and
he still is.
JC. Oh, yeah. JC.
Were the hottest ones.
Right.
Lance and JC.
Yep. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I can just see it.
You were in high school.
In high school. And then after high school, when we first got together.
And there's nothing wrong with being gay.
No, there is not.
At this point, we weren't dating or anything. I was just totally in love with Lance Bass.
Right. You were. And then even after we got married.
Yeah.
And into adulthood, I'm like, I'm telling you, I think he's a wonderful person.
I hate this story.
And he's gay. And she's like, no. She defended the idea that he was not gay.
No, you're acting like I think there's something wrong with it.
No, there's not. No. What I'm saying is. Not this beautiful man is not gay. That's what I mean. Not even if he is or is not, it was not the
debate. You're making me look
real
bad here.
No, I'm not trying to, and I'm sorry if I am. I'm not. But you just refused to believe it because you were so in love with him and you didn't think it was possible that he could be.
No.
Not in a bad way. But anyways.
See, I thought this story was going to end with you. That
just wait. Like, it gets worse.
It gets better.
I know you guys fell in love within high school. I thought the story was going to end with you dyeing your hair like bleach blonde,
no.
The way that Lance Bass had it.
No.
This doesn't end well.
It does not end well for Scarlett, but it ends well, very well for me. So I'm going to say probably 2001 or 2002 when Lance Bass was on the cover of People magazine and he came out as gay. Congratulations. I'm glad he was able to live the way he is.
Oh,
and I love him.
I bet you bought like 10 copies of
me,
that.
Me. Not
asshole.
Just me. All of our friends and everything else for years. She probably got, I'm not kidding you, no less than 50 copies of that magazine.
More people called me that day than they called me on my birthday.
A lot of people did love him. I Scarlett, just, you know, a lot of... So I will say I was a JC.
I loved him too. Like, I love JC. Oh.
But I had a feeling for Lance. Like, and I didn't know. We were children.
Yeah,
we were heroes. And also, we can still appreciate a handsome man.
I agree. He still is to this day. Those eyes, girl, I'm telling you. No, he is a beautiful man.
I love to watch his Instagram.
And it's, the point of this story was never about...
He's just talking about her poor judgment
and how she defends one situation and she's dead wrong and refuses to believe it. Okay. 90% of the time, I'm all about what Scarlett thinks and agrees with.
Right.
But the one time that I was right and she was wrong, and she was very wrong, was Lance Bass. And the second time that I'm right and she is dead wrong is Erica Jane. So that's kind of my whole point to life.
Yeah, I don't get why she has Erica Jane.
I cannot wait.
I will say, if we had canceled on this, I'm fine. But like, we did it. It's worth it.
Oh. Okay, can we move on? Well,
really,
please?
Speaking of cancer and updates, real quick, just for Big Sister. There is no new medical news.
No.
No new doctor news. So no need to call and bitch at me because you had to hear about stuff on the podcast because we tried to call you and you were probably sleeping or didn't answer not our fault.
The sister, Mrs. made a turn.
But we love you. Oh, continue with the show. I'm sorry, ladies. I apologize.
Half the girls go.
Thompson hospitalized.
Yes.
One more thing.
Allegedly.
I'm sorry. Erica Jane's guilty as fuck.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And it's everyone's reading. Oh my God, Thompson hospitalized. Yeah. Thompson hospitalized. And then Dorica's, Thompson is a citizen of the world. Thompson hospitalized.
I can't.
And then Crystal comes in and randomly, Kathy goes, those are cute pants.
I know.
And they shift to Sutton, and Sutton's like just staring. Or Sutton, not Sutton. And Sutton was like,
And she sat on the end of the couch. Okay. Oh my God. So fucking funny. So half go hiking. So it's Erica, Garcelle, and Crystal go hiking. And then the rest go on bikes to get crepes.
And Kathy stays at home because she needs her rest.
She needs her rest.
Even though she woke up at 12:15, which is queen. Love of my life.
Oh God.
Spirit animal. Like, I just left 12:15. And they're like, will you come with us? And she's like, no. I need my rest.
I need to sleep. She calls Doogie. For our clip of the week this week. Do you have a straw for my shake? I need a straw for my shake. She goes this whole diatribe about chia seeds, straws, her shake, everything. It was so fucking hilarious. I laughed so hard. I can't wait to hear this.
Well, she was like, it's not that big of a deal. Just give me some chia seeds. And she's like, all right, I'll look at my purse.
She's like, you do realize I'm not in a car. Chia seeds. Where are you going to get chia seeds? Oh my God. But then Garcelle, Crystal, and Erica are hiking. And oh boy. First of all, Garcelle, girl, your hair. I'm not trying to shame you, but girl, what happened?
Was she still wearing she has like short hair and like, yeah. Was she still wearing like the
with
beret?
The stocking cap.
But even while they hiked?
Yeah. The beanie type thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying
I mean, she looks gorgeous.
Didn't expect that. That's all.
I would love to live that life where you can
for
just do whatever
real.
You want.
Oh my God.
But no, yeah. So yeah, it was sad. But like they're on this like weird drone kind of thing.
I know,
like,
right?
They're not close up, so it's like.
This comes into play later.
Yes. I'm gonna tell you some tea later.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Or like some alleged, but like just something like a conspiracy theory.
All I know is I later on you find out what a nasty, mean girl motherfucker Crystal is. Just saying. As if you didn't know. So they have their hike. Erica spills the tea to Garcelle and Crystal. Tears are shed by everybody there. They go back to the car. They all get back to the house, right? And Kathy's still not up. She wakes up and they're all going to go play croquet. And Kathy says, let me have my coffee first and I'll meet you there. So they go play croquet, which was it was like a full on fucking hockey game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like they had asked like Alexa how to play croquet.
It's hilarious. And then Kathy shows up at the end
with 70 tacos. Or like,
oh no, she like shows up there, and then they go back, and then she's like, Kathy's is going to get tacos, and she comes back. Oh wait, before all that, I forgot. Oh my god. Oh, they're talking about. I have so much we skipped over. When Erica,
I know we skipped over. I know. This episode was like a lot. Like yeah. It was explosive. I love this episode. Erica gave me everything.
Claims that
I watched it three times. I was like, oh, I want everything. I'm like, it's so.
I wrote, oh my god,
we're skipping.
This is bananas. Erica has a house she can't get to. Sutton is an owner of two baseball teams, and Kathy just remembered that she has a house in La Quinta.
We've been sending me like, nope, you gotta get those forensics on it, because I, you know, that's how I found out I was an owner. I was an owner of two minor baseball teams, and I was like, that is Major League.
That's terrible.
Which was, hey, everyone's favorite jingle song, Why Is Allison Single? But Charlie Sheen in Major League, that movie from the 90s,
yes,
is my, like, that was one of my first crushes. I love it. I was like, Sutton is based on that.
Oh my god!
I love but Sutton knew her shit.
Yeah,
I was
she
like,
did.
Holy shit! Like she drew out a whole. She was like,
yeah, she did.
Call this. Do this. Do this. Do like. Good
Meanwhile,
for Sutton. Like she was not fucking around.
No, she wasn't. Dorit puts two straws under Kathy's door, and Kathy just steps on them. She goes downstairs, makes her drink, and you see her drinking her shake without a straw. I'm like, what the fuck? Where's the straws that Dorit
stepped on?
Oh
must
my
have
god.
Stepped on him.
Oh, these so many things I don't remember why I wrote. Fuck you, Renna, you're a goddamn cuck. I wrote. I'm not sure what that was for.
Probably for like the dance party, for just anything Renna does.
Anything,
again, I think if Renna screech it, like the
I know what it is.
We're a dance party. Oh my god, we're going on bikes. Oh my god, we're doing it. Oh, it's me, Renna. Ah! And it's like if someone, just so anyone knows,
yes,
and we love you, we love all of our listeners.
Yes.
But if a listener's husband is upset with screeching, how the fuck do you deal with Lisa Renna on your screen? Because there's no way you listen to us and don't watch Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I know, right? I know what it was about, because she was asking if Garcelle ever followed Renna back on Instagram, and Renna's like, I don't know. And Kyle goes, I know, because I check. She didn't follow me back either. Oh my
Kyle's
god.
Nasty. I love it.
Oh my god. Let's see.
I will say it felt like a true, like, while you look up those notes, I feel like it felt like a, like, I liked that it felt like a real vacation house, because
yeah,
like, you could just sleep there.
Right.
Like, just like Erica just came over and was like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
And Kathy, I mean, Kathy slept till 4 p.m. as she does.
Yes.
And bought 45 tacos.
From Del Taco.
And like Sutton was like, I'm going to wake.
I've
been away for so many hours and thinking about your stupid leather pants, your ugly leather pants.
I guess Garcelle, when they showed Erica talking about how Tom cheated on her, they showed this flashback from a month ago when Garcelle asked if there had been an affair, and Erica said no. And then she's like, so she automatically thinks that Erica's not telling the truth. Well, a lot of things can come to light within a month, Garcelle.
No, oh my god, stop being an Erica truther.
I can't help it. I can't help, guys. Listen, I cannot help it. A lot of shit can happen in a month. And what she's supposed to report back to Garcelle to say, oh, by the way, he did cheat on me, that's none of her fucking business. But I was like, oh, poor Erica has to learn how to do stuff.
Garcelle got like severely cheated on by like the guy that runs like the biggest, like.
I know, but still, what does that have to do with Erica? Nothing. Has nothing to do with it.
Why wouldn't you open up to someone?
I think
you
the idea is that if you want to say that we're close friends and want me to share my information with you, and you're not sharing information with me.
She didn't. Maybe she didn't know.
Are you telling me that if something...
She knew for years. She like opened up. She literally put the text out. Sorry to interrupt you, Leanne. But like she opened up and put the like texts that were 10 years old of him cheating.
So let me get this right. So you and Allison live on opposite coasts.
Yeah.
And Allison will tell you when she's gone on a date and if it was good or bad every time it happens.
Yeah.
And if the guy was an asshole or not, or if I'm an asshole to you or anything else, you tell her.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what friends do.
Yeah.
So what she's saying is, as if we're friends, why didn't you tell me these things?
Well,
why aren't you sharing your life with me because we're friends? I'm sharing everything about my life with you.
It's
because she's guilty as fuck and hiding.
Well, and Garcelle went through a very public.
Yes, she did.
Situation of her husband having an affair.
Yeah, she did.
So why would you not like? It's like
I don't know. But when Erica started talking about how she didn't even know how to use a debit card, I'm like, oh, Erica, come on. That's
she's never
much.
Been to a bank. She Are was you, 27 what, when she met Tom.
Yeah, I was like, you weren't born, and then you were his wife. What happened to that time when you were a single mother when you worked as a waitress? I'm sure you went to a bank then, right?
So how are you still an Erica truther? And like, and I'm not attacking you, but
I'm not saying I'm a truther. Okay, I'm just pointing out things that I feel are one way or another. I'm not saying that she's not guilty of something. All I'm saying is I don't think she's guilty of everything that they're saying she's guilty of. That's all. I'm not saying she's a good person. All I'm saying is I love her, and I'm trying really hard here.
Yeah. So, but she's guilty as fuck.
Okay. But Kathy, honestly, Kathy not knowing how to do anything, I completely accept. I'm like, it's okay, Kathy. It's okay.
Somehow that was fine.
Somehow that's acceptable, right?
It's fine. And she was like, you take your time. Or what did she say? She was like, take your time.
Take your time.
It's going to take time. Debit card? Because I got a debit card when I was like 17 years old.
Yeah, I know. Everything that is wrong for Erica to be is perfectly acceptable for Kathy to be. It just is. But Sutton's right. Forensics will not lie. And I could not tell if Erica was scared or happy about forensics being found or hiring someone to do forensics. I could
definitely
tell.
Scared, but I love, oh my God. We said it already, but I just love I love, my girl saying like,
I know.
I didn't know till then that I own part of two minor baseball leagues. And I was like, good for you.
God damn, Sutton. What the
damn
hell?
Damn, Sutton.
Damn, girl. Oh, my God. So they all went shopping. Kathy's outfit was adorable. Nikki hated it. Kyle hated it. Made fun of her in the store.
Mom, it's ugly. Bye.
She's like, yeah, bye. Kathy's like, I'm shopping in La Quinta. Why? I'm not going to a fashion show. I fucking love her. And honestly, you couldn't tell who she was if you didn't know because of the hat, the glasses, everything. I love Kathy so fucking much, man. I want to spend so much time with her. I just want to be friends with her.
Yeah, because I think to her, like, Katinta, like, or La Quinta is like a Walmart or like a 7-Eleven, which, by the way, I love.
I mean, damn. Oh my God. Oh, well, hey, I think we should probably take a break. I'm not sure.
Let's
here we go.
Let's remind people about the reason Kathy doesn't know how to do anything. let's not forget, first of all, her net worth is $350 million.
Uh-huh.
The second thing is she's a childhood TV star.
I know.
She started out on Nanny and the Professor, Family Affair, Marcus Welby, MD, Bewitched, Happy Days, The Rockford Files. Mm-hmm. So she's always been a celebrity. So the likelihood of somebody managing her money as a child has always been there.
Right.
Of course, she married into wealth with the Hilton family.
She banged the bank on that one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Also, like, there's a dark book that's like the history of the Hiltons.
Yes.
Or the Richards. And it's like,
we should do a podcast on that.
We should do that. I would have to read it or like,
I got to get the audiobook.
And just so you know.
But so no, she like married him at 19. So she's never lived not this way. Like,
I love it.
Can you imagine just living this way?
It's crazy.
And her money is her money. It's not just Rick's money.
Right.
When she was 5 years old, she started a business with air quotes by selling flowers out of her gardens. She's always been an entrepreneur. But when she married Rick, she landed a deal with QVC to sell household products and then later partnered with H&N for skin line.
And so did Rena.
So You know, so she's just been.
When did she go to dental school? You didn't tell us about that one.
And then Kathy Hilton recently, when she became as friend of the store, friend of the show, she is now the richest star, knocking off her sister Kyle.
Oh, I think we're being robbed as her not being a full cast member. Hopefully, we get it next season. Yeah. Let's take a quick break, pay some bills. And then we'll come back and finish talking about... Oh, so much to fucking talk about when we get back. Oh,
I know.
My God.
Yeah, we're missing such. Okay.
Okay, well, let's take a second. Okay, bye.
Oh, God, I have to pee. Be right back, guys.
See, I'm wise enough to know when a clip needs clipping. And I got just the one. And this week, our clip is second to none. It's the clip of the week.
It's the clip of the week.
Clip of the week.
Clip of the week, girl.
It's the clip of the week. Ooh, the clip of the week, yeah.
So you want me to play the clip of the week here?
Yeah, play.
Okay.
Clip of the week.
Kathy's calling. Let me just answer Kathy. Hi.
Hi. Do you have a straw by any chance here for my shake?
A straw? We'll bring them back.
I need a straw for the shake.
For the shake? Oh, she's got her shakes that she drinks in the morning.
I don't think I have a straw.
Can you bring me a straw and chia seeds?
I'll go get her. And chia seeds?
No, I can't get chia seeds. I can get you a straw.
I need them.
She is funny.
Kathy, I will get you a straw.
Please, that's it. That's all I ask.
I'm on a bike. I'm not in a car.
Okay, but if anybody has a straw or chia seeds, I would really love it.
Let me look in my purse.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough, and there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. Well, the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com.
Scarlett looks more gorgeous than ever. Oh, God. I love these glasses.
Thank you. I got them from Zenni Optical. They're aviators. They're like rose gold. I kind of never gone that way before, so I was like, I'm going to give it a try. Love them. I got matching sunglasses, prescription sunglasses, another pair of glasses just in case. And I think Leon got like three or four
pairs. I did,
pairs.
But Allison didn't notice how nice my glasses are. It's
okay. Come on, stop it.
It's okay. It happens.
Leon looks great too, but Scarlett, I can't help it with you.
Thanks, girl.
Wait, but can I get glasses that aren't prescription? Because I don't need a prescription.
Yeah. You can get anything from Zenni. You can get prescription, non-prescription. They have
safety glasses.
Safety glasses. They got it all. We got like all like six pair of glasses with shipping, lenses, the whole nine for what it's going to cost me for one pair at the optometrist.
Oh, my God. What?
It's fucking
with the
insane.
Same frame?
Yeah.
No. So
well,
I got
kind of the same frame. Same style, yeah. But
I
so
got
expensive.
I got a pair of aviator sunglasses prescription, and we're old, so it's multifocal prescriptions.
Yeah, I got bifocals.
But normally the cost of a decent pair of aviators is $150-$200.
Yeah.
For a decent pair, you can get the cheap knockoffs.
Yeah, you can.
But for mine, that I think they were like $50. Now Scarlett's a little more blind than I am, so hers were like $70.
I got like super thick lenses. Yeah.
But like she said, six pair of glasses. Less than what the cost of just one pair of prescription glasses for Scarlett would have been.
I love it.
With insurance. We have insurance.
Yeah. That's with insurance. So I couldn't even imagine what it would be without insurance. So
I do think that Zenni does do stuff with your flexible spending accounts, your health spending accounts.
Or HSAs,
So that's technical. You have to check them.
Well, that is such a deal. I want to get some of my own. I want the aviators because I'm obsessed.
Yes.
So what code can I use?
Yeah, no, just go to our website, rhorpodcast.com/sponsors, and click on the Zenni link, and you'll get free shipping with your order.
Yeah, that, and then, you know, it just depends. They have a bunch of different other things, too.
So many great things.
If you're a teacher, first responder, anything else, you can sign up for that. Frontline workers, you can sign up, and they'll verify it, and you'll get 10% off your order. Yeah. We get that because of what I do for a living. So it's a great thing.
Yeah. So go and check it out at our website. Click the Zenni link and get some awesome glasses.
So I appreciate you guys making it happen.
We're back. I didn't realize it. Okay.
I'm gonna timestamp that real quick. I appreciate you guys making it happen. That's gonna be a new soundboard for Allison.
Great. Okay. So when Garcelle said, "Did you leave him because of the lawsuits?" and she said no, I don't believe that. That's when she left. I think she found out and then hauled ass. I don't think it's because
you come to the light.
No, I've been saying this from the beginning. I think she only left because she found out. Had she not found out, she'd still be with him. Period.
No. I think she realized that it was going public, and she's like, "I've got to try to save my image and get the fuck out."
Yeah. I don't know.
Because she knew she was guilty as fuck. She's trying to save herself.
That's what I'm saying. I know she thinks he's guilty. I don't think she's guilty. He's the guilty one. That's why she left. She didn't want to be found guilty of something she wasn't guilty of.
No, what I'm saying is...
she was guilty of it. She knew. She fucking knows.
No, what it is she's not dumb. She's guilty of it, and somebody or her is like, "Shit, you're just as guilty as he is, but if you leave him and divorce him,
it can
make it look like you're not as guilty because you didn't know, like, you just found out.
I don't know.
Oh, no, you should leave him," and that's what she did. Come on, this bitch is calculated and cold.
I don't know. All I know is I'm confused by a couple things. I do not believe that a traumatic brain injury that she says he had, you know, when he was ejected from the car, causes Alzheimer's. Can you Google that, Leon?
Leon, go ahead and Google that, but I'm gonna spread some wisdom right now. He has been accused of these crimes for 40 years.
Yeah, it's not 40, just now.
40. Yeah. So more than I've been alive, he's been accused.
Like,
so
past
I'm sorry,
Aaron Brockovich
did that brain injury happen then or now?
Well,
like, so
here's my thing.
No, it's I don't give a fuck what anyone says. He definitely did this.
I agree with you.
So let's.
She knew.
It's you get into it.
What?
Come on.
What did you find?
So
can a traumatic brain injury cause Alzheimer's? I don't believe Alzheimer's is something that can be.
It's not just genetic. So let's. We got to think about something. So dementia. What dementia is any kind of brain deficiency.
Right. Of course.
It's important to remember that all Alzheimer's is dementia but not all dementia is Alzheimer's.
Okay? I understand that.
So a TBI has been linked to an increase in dementia patients.
Okay, because the reason I'm asking is because at first, Eric is saying all this happened because he had a traumatic brain injury, but then she keeps calling it Alzheimer's. Which one is it?
It could be confused.
I haven't talked to him any day. And then she's like, he calls me
every day. Oh, like, that shit goes crazy here in a second.
So Alzheimer's is a disease that...
Yeah, you develop it. It doesn't... It's something that you develop.
It's
you don't
very
just
serious,
whack your
I'm
head.
Very sad. But yeah, like
you don't just whack your head and have Alzheimer's. You whack your head and have a brain injury.
But it is linked that people that have a TBI, and this is one thing I've done a lot of research with.
TBI is a
military
traumatic brain
correct.
Injury.
Correct. Sorry. Sometimes I get my technical terms.
Oh,
I'm
stop
sorry.
Being doctorish.
But the military is doing research now on a lot of their traumatic brain injury patients and their link to Alzheimer's and dementia. So there is no specific science that says, yes, a traumatic brain injury causes Alzheimer's.
So they're not mutually exclusive, or they are.
Right, and they're not saying that it doesn't. It does show Alzheimer's and dementia patients have an increase, have a commonality that some of them have, a high number of them have had a TBI once in their life. So it is possible that is Alzheimer's is
caused by TBI.
It's possible. It's hard to say definitively.
Well, she needs to say one or the other because she keeps saying them both.
It's kind of like the idea of people that get lung cancer that have never smoked.
Like Kathy Griffin. She just got diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, never smoked a day in her life.
Right. But then there's people that have smoked cigarettes, you know, unfiltered cigarettes for 60 years and never even had the first snippet of COPD.
Right, of course.
So it kind of... you know, cancers or brain injuries or things like that, it's never, you can never give a definitive answer of why somebody has it or does not have it.
Or, and it's difficult to prove, right? But you can do scans and see it. But if someone is showing a physical, like if I sit here and I just pretend I don't know anything, you can't prove to me that I don't know anything.
Well, there is.
Right?
Yes and no, but there is exercises that you can do that can do memory loss.
I understand that.
However, though, if he had it, like, because they're saying, oh, it happened 3 years ago.
Right.
Also, I just sent you guys like a weird paparazzi picture that showed up of Tom Girardi
with the black eye. Yeah.
Yeah. And wearing
black eye, by the way. I didn't say black eye.
And I don't know where it's from, but he very much could be sick.
I believe.
However, these, what he's done, the crimes are from
long before.
It goes back to 40 years ago.
So, yeah. So, I don't think we can blame
him. And here's what happens that people need to understand too. And let's use my dad as an example.
Oh boy.
Okay. My dad is 72 years old.
Jealous.
And he does have some cognitive delays.
Me too.
And not in a bad way, but he forgets things. You know, he puts his
keys. Leon, so do you.
I know. But what I'm saying is, and my dad, you know, and it just happens to all of us, everybody has a cognitive moment. It does not mean people have Alzheimer's, dementia, anything else. But if you ever notice when somebody's in trouble, let's go to that douchebag Weinstein.
Ooh.
You know, Harvey Weinstein, when he was being arrested. Now, his health and his mind, they're like, oh, he's got all these things.
Yeah.
Well, as you age, your brain stops growing at a certain point.
Yeah.
And your body starts deteriorating and your mind goes. You can be 90, not have dementia, but not have the cognitive function. Hang on, wait.
40 years ago, Tom was totally capable
of his game. Right.
Also, so, even now, it's not. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I don't care if you're old as fuck and have dementia. You cannot be stealing from victims.
That's right.
You cannot be. And you brought Weinstein into it. You can't be raping women. Right.
You can't be jacking off into plants in the hallway. You can't be doing any of that shit.
Well, and, oops-a-daisy.
I have Alzheimer's.
I get to do whatever I want.
Yeah. That's,
yeah, like, that's
I can't. I can't go down to the goddamn Walgreens.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Anxiety.
Like, I can sit here all day and do weird, stupid shit and be like, I have dementia. Yeah, no, that doesn't matter. Shut up.
But also, I don't like Erica. I think Erica knew everything about this, which is the only thing we disagree on.
Yeah, and I do disagree with you.
So,
I think she knew, and she was just like, well, she turned a blind eye until she's like, well, everyone wants to do it until you're.
Yeah.
What did she say? She's like, everyone wants to do it until you're going down the hill. But when you're up. And I was like, including you, bitch. Like, you were up. Like, when you were, when things were good,
you were good.
You're just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'll turn a blind eye.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I know we disagree. I am starting to kind of make the turn. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm on board with you guys. But when she mentioned that he calls her every day and then blew up about Garcelle saying that, I don't think she was crying because she felt betrayed. She was crying because she let something slip that legally she shouldn't have.
Allegedly, if you like go into like the back Bravo blogs or whatever, like the like Reddit stuff, allegedly that Drome scene, and I'm using just for quotes, our listeners sitting here, I'm using air quotes, but so they're like, oh, we're doing a Drome scene. There's been speculation that was they put Erica's voice over that when she had a hot mic at a different moment.
Oh, really?
Well, and so
surprised me. But my thing too is
so
this.
Bringing it up later, that's why she was so caught off guard when it was brought up later,
right? But, and also. Kathy picking up Del Taco was the best. She had like a million bags of tacos. I don't think
75 tacos.
So good.
Kathy.
How many tacos did she order?
Like 70 tacos.
And she just goes, it just takes time.
She just,
I was like, I love you, Kathy. I just want to meet Kathy. Just like,
my,
it takes time. Here's some tacos. Just take your time. I love you.
I just don't think, I mean, first of all, if once Garcelle got into the car and Erica said to Crystal, I don't want this talked about again. And Crystal did not tell that to Garcelle and literally waited for her to say something.
We know Crystal's a mean girl.
Crystal is a fucking maniacal cunt. I swear to God. I
love this episode though. But no, but she is.
She's a devil.
A mean girl.
She's a fucking devil.
But God bless Garcelle, our queen. Well, like, she just being like, I'll stand here and she's say like, it. Okay. She's like, I'll say it.
Okay. She's like, you know what? You want to be upset? You want to say I betrayed you? I'll own that. But, you know, it's not fair to Garcelle because Garcelle can't atone for something she didn't know she needed to atone for. But she instead is being a queen and taking the brunt of this. And it pisses me off.
Well, Erica went into full blown, like, you don't know what I go through at night. Like, Erica, like, she went to crazy Erica, and it's like, all right.
When she went to the bathroom, and who is she talking to? Apparently, according to Lisa fucking Renna, there's this whole thing that didn't get aired of her, of Erica and a producer screaming at each other about this.
Yes, I would love...
Give
us the footage,
Lisa,
brother, please.
Renna, you know, you listen to the show, you know how much I hate you, but I need you to come through on this. If you wanted to, if you're going to put that little fucking snippet out on social media and actually say something happened, you need to provide it for us because we need to fucking know. You can't just dangle a carrot in front of our face, you fucking cuck. Come on, come through.
You cannot. And until we get to the final scene of this, because I know the final scene of it, but I forgot to mention this one part that was like kind of silly. Not silly. It was like borderline racism, but then it was silly.
What?
When they were like, oh, everyone describe a word that describes you.
Oh my God. Yeah. I hated that.
And then like, so like Kathy was like proud and everyone said their words, but Crystal couldn't figure out one.
Yeah.
And Kyle went, what would Confucius say? And everyone was
Kathy thought she was being racist.
Like, Erica racist. Did. No, I thought I would.
I did too. But thank God it wasn't. I'm just
saying. But apparently Crystal is a descendant of Confucius.
That was so funny.
What a brag. That's huge. Dude. That's crazy.
Too bad you're a nasty cunt. I want to know something. Before Erica stormed off to the bathroom, she looked Garcelle dead in the eyes while she was crying and says, you got it out of me once and you did it again. What does that mean? You got it out of me once.
That makes me question.
And then you did it again.
Quote unquote Jerome thing.
Yeah.
Cause like, they're like, oh, it's a Jerome situation. And then like Erica didn't know she was being recorded and blah, blah, blah.
Well, honey, if you got a mic pack on, just assume at all times you're being recorded. I mean, come on.
I mean, you're on the Real Fucking Housewives.
Right. Exactly. They're not going to put a mic on you and not turn it on, honey. Come on. Come on.
And during this, I would say it's, I don't know. I can't speak for production, but if they're doing you that dirty.
Yeah, really.
I can't imagine you've been very nice to them.
No shit. Right. I'm sure that all of the producers are like, our time is now. This is where we shine right here.
Sorry. Put it up. The FBI agent is right there.
Right there, dude. Right there. So I found that very strange. The choice of words that she uses are very bizarre to me.
She's so calculated.
She's cryptic as fuck.
I don't know how you can even believe at this moment that she is. She knows everything. She knew everything.
I don't know.
She's upset that she's caught. She is guilty.
I don't know. Maybe
for her,
right.
It's going to be civil court. She'll have to pay back the money. Yeah. She's not going to jail.
Maybe you're right.
But she is guilty.
I don't know.
Please admit that. Or
I don't know.
You know what? I'm not going to force you to do anything. I love you, Scarlett, but like this is our like big disagreement.
This is not the hill I'm going to die on. And I will say that I am turning a little bit towards the more she knew more than she leads on type deal.
Her story is wild.
So it is very wild.
What you're saying is she's guilty as fuck.
He was on a cliff. Yeah. He wasn't on a cliff. Then he had a mistress. He didn't have a mistress. He had a house. I don't know where the house is.
All right. I think she's guilty. You're right. I think she knew.
About the bitch is
force you into it.
No. But, like, you're right. I don't want to accept this, but I have to accept this. You heard it here first, guys. I accept it. She's guilty.
Oh, also, Mary from Salt Lake City got arrested. We forgot to mention that. Well, we're doing breaking news.
Oh, my God.
She pled not guilty to two misdemeanor charges of harboring a runaway.
Yeah, a minor.
And contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Yep, littering.
Which means she let a runaway stay with her and gave her booze.
Her son, too. So, God, you know.
You guys, if I was a few years younger, you could be contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Okay, whoa, pump the brakes. It's more like... a few decades.
Oh boy. So that's all I got for Beverly Hills. It was very explosive. I have a feeling next week is not going to be any less explosive. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's. I think it's going to be better. But also, we did end on Erica crying in the bathroom. I did believe that, though. That
I do.
Was sad.
Because she's fucking busted.
We all had that cry.
Well,
like,
I'm sorry,
like,
what was that,
Scarlett? Uncontrollably she crying. She was like...
she couldn't... I just... Wait a minute. I'm not going to lie. Her crying voice is very deep.
So she was crying. Allison was talking. I want to make sure that everybody hears it. Did you just say she was crying in the bathroom because of what?
She got busted.
Okay.
I think I just peed myself when I coughed. I'm not going to lie.
Busted.
So where can they find us?
Leon and I, we finally turned.
Yes, I
have.
I think she's guilty.
Yeah, I don't think she is, though, now that I think about it.
Okay.
Do you? No,
oh,
I still think
you,
she's guilty.
I love you, but fuck
that
you.
That bitch is guilty, dude.
Let's ask old husband of the lady that cleans the house while she's
listening. Did we screech hard enough?
What do you think? Do you think she's guilty? Sound off in the comments. Okay, so
ask Lisa Renna.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. They all know. I want to hear that audio. Okay. All right. I'm done. I got it.
Or get
all.
A life.
Yeah.
Listen to your wife's podcast and comment on them.
Really. But we love
you. Also, thanks for listening.
We're just kidding. We're just kidding.
Just kidding, you guys.
We are.
I can tell you. Just to be perfectly honest,
I'm not kidding when I say I cried because I did.
The screeching levels are going to happen, and I do a lot of work to make them not as loud as they are.
Yeah.
But she is who she is, and
that's
if
right.
you don't like it, you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, there it is.
That's for me. That's from Scarlett's husband. And So I don't give a fuck. And if you got a problem with it, we'll meet out back, and we'll talk about
it. Out back. That sounds fantastic.
Now knowing that I didn't know that it made you cry.
I did cry.
I'm not gonna lie. I almost create an Instagram post to go on there and log in and yell at this bitch.
You have an Instagram. You do
know I?
That.
Okay. Yeah, but I was...
No, it's a listener, and she just has a dumb... I mean, obviously, if her husband's listening to our podcast while she's doing the dishes, Jesus Christ.
I know.
What life is that?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I am super defensive of Scarlett's
feelings. Keep listening.
Feelings.
Love you. You're doing great.
This is just
like,
this is all about.
I love you. You're my queen, Scarlett.
Thank you.
If I don't get to hear your laugh and your energy every week, you are my life force.
I love you.
It's like Jennifer's body when she, like that movie where she like depletes.
Oh,
and to quote my big sister,
like, if I don't get it. I need you. I love it, and I don't care. I don't care what
you
anyone says. I don't care if we have no viewers.
I am both your life force
and I love Leon. Like I can't. I need.
Well, I'm gonna.
Can you
say that again about me? I'm sorry.
No.
Oh.
Stop making this.
Wait, who's Leon?
Yeah. To quote Big Sister as well, I'm gonna let you know.
Yeah.
She specifically has told me that your laugh is infectious. And she can be in an okay mood listening to the show and not necessarily find the show funny, but she will hear you laugh and she just starts laughing.
Well, that's great. I don't like the part where she doesn't find it funny. Her and I are going
to
have a talk.
No, because she's, when you're down a little bit, something's funny, but you don't find it funny just because it's your eh.
I will say, honestly, I think I did pee myself just now when I coughed.
Okay. So where can they find us, Scarlett?
Hey, it's always good to pee.
Just a little bit.
No,
I gotta take a shower.
We love our listener, but just
we do.
I didn't like the mean comment. I don't like that it hurt you.
It did hurt me. I should have let it.
If anyone wants to be mean, be mean to me. I can handle it. Do not be mean to
me. No, do not be mean to Allison either. Do not do it. If you're going to be mean to me, because I really don't give a fuck, to be perfectly honest.
And all honesty.
No, be mean to me. Wait, now Leon and I are
going to
have a mean off.
Yeah. Allison, I know you better than you think already. Just be mean to me, folks. I'll take it.
Okay. You can
because Scarlett and Allison are mean to me as it is, so I could take it.
Yeah.
But where can they find us?
You
sorry.
Can find us in all your favorite
and
podcasts.
One other thing.
Oh,
one other
my
thing.
God! You can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms. You can find us on pftmedia.com. You can find us at rhorpodcast.com, where you can find Allison's other show, Woody Bitch Lair. That's fantastic. You can join our Patreon. Do it. You can buy our merchandise. Do it. You can visit all of our sponsors on our sponsors page.
Stir the onions, Doogie.
Doogie. Go, Doogie, go.
Oh, I'm making the new coffee cup. It's going
to
be out.
Oh, yeah. Go, Doogie, go.
I forgot what I'm putting on it again.
I forgot it, too. Let's to listen to the episode and see. You can call us at 434-214-0045 and apologize for the comments you make on Instagram. Just kidding. Not really. You can listen to us and tell your friends. Help us win the Podcast One contract. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
And where can they send other...
Vote for us.
Yeah.
And Allison, where can they send other hate mail?
Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, RHORpodcast.com.
That's Leon, at RHORpodcast.com.
Yes.
That's where the hate mail goes.
What?
All the hate mail goes to me. All the good stuff goes to you and Scarlett.
Okay.
Leon at RHORpodcast.com for mean things. Mm-hmm. And all of our glory goes to Scarlett with one T. At RHORpodcast.com. And all of the dick pics.
Go to show.
Or boob pics. Go to show at RHORpodcast.com.
Hey, best dick pic gets a free sticker. Just kidding, guys. If you send me a sticker, I swear to God, don't do it.
We'll send you a picture of the sticker. I don't know.
You can print it out.
I also don't know how to get to the email, so I don't. I'm just saying what I say.
I gotta go. I peed myself.
Little does Allison actually know, I've deactivated her email and stopped paying for it months ago.
That's why I can't get on? God damn it.
No, it's because you haven't gotten on. It went 6 months, God. And I'm like, delete. She won't even realize it's gone.
Hey, Leon, you know what? You're not the first guy that hasn't gotten me on.
It's because I haven't tried, baby.
I'm leaving, you motherfuckers. All right,
I love you guys so much. I love you. I can't wait till next week. I love you.
We love you, Iowa.
Yeah, yay, Iowa. Love you.
Iowa, we love you.
Bye.
Bye.